The big sing choirs across the UK. So it might be something you'd like to get involved in. And if you haven't seen the Britain's Got Talent audition, it is. I was weeping. It's beautiful, but she can tell you more about it a little bit later. Right, let's kick off this hour with some more music. I think we're going to kick off with Beyonce, who I'm loving at the moment. I mean, I've always liked Beyonce, but I'm really liking Blackbird. I think that's an amazing version of the Beatles version, and also Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up. Hey. Go around, round, round, round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. I'm cold, some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it slow now. Woo. There's a tornado. City, in the basement, that pretty, rugged whiskey, we're surviving, a red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar, we always thought was nice, ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, can't read your mind, Texas. Ain't no hope. Lay your cards down, down, down. So pack your letters, throw your keys up.
Broken down, think that I'll come on and back. Baby, you don't.
doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
She's got a great voice and a really good talk show as well. Doing amazingly well. That is Kelly Clarkson with Stronger. She has an incredible voice. Some amazing singers about. I really like Ariana Grande as well. And Mariah Carey. I was watching her. I think she's done it. She did a version of one of her songs. And it's the whistle notes that get me. They're just, I don't know. There's actually one singer on TikTok, and I can't think of her name, who does these incredible rundowns. I mean, technically, just you go, wow, you know, where do these people come from? I think they must practice. You know, I'm a bit too old to be doing things like that now. I've got the voice I've got. If I'd have been younger, I definitely think I'd have been trying to do it. But again, it isn't all about technical ability. And it's lovely to hear those voices where you go, oh my God, that's incredible. But then that's why music's so great, because you get those voices that are so different. And sometimes they might not even be that tuneful, but they've just got something about them. And that's why singing's open to everybody. We're talking more about voices and blending of voices when I talk to Gemma from The Big Sing in the next 20 minutes or so. Now, I've got some new music. This is Praise NDA. Pocket. Is it Pocket? Let me have a look. Yes, it is. Praise NDA Pocket. This is called In His Eyes. First play.
Spirit, have your way. Oh, be your Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk. Start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians, download the talent show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you, sometimes I wanna say to you.
Thank you.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting the latest. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Tell me about your childhood.
The tender age of three, I was hooked to a machine just to keep my mouth from spouting junk. Ha! It must have took me for a fool. They took me out of school because the teacher knew I had the fun. But tonight I'm on the edge, and I shut me in the fridge, because I'm burning up. I'm burning up with the vision in my brain and the music in my veins and the dirty rhythm in my blood. They are messing with my heart, and they're messing with my heart, and they're messing with my heart. Won't stop messing with my ripping me apart. I crash it when I small.
Thomas Dolby with Hyperactive. Now, Francesca, she was clearing up some pots in the garden. This is a danger of doing gardening, okay? This is what can happen when you do gardening. She's turned the pot upside down and she said a big, massive, like a mahoosive spider, leapt out at her and she doesn't know what to do. She said it's super sized, chunky. I tell you what, if it would be me, I'd be in the house. I can't bear it. I have to clean out the garage quite a bit, and I'm forever thinking one's going to like drop on my head or something. It's when they're that big and they run. Oh, no, I can't do it. It makes me feel physically ill. But I do have a spider catcher indoors, Francesca, but I'm afraid it's indoors, which has got little prongs on it, very soft prongs, and then you can reach down from a distance. You can pick the spider up with these little prongs, doesn't hurt the spider, and then you can take it and drop it somewhere else. That's because I don't like killing spiders. I really don't. I killed them about 2 years ago, and I'm forever talking about it because I feel so guilty. I couldn't do anything. I was in the house on my own, and I had to throw a cookery book at it, and it crushed it, and I felt terribly guilty because it wasn't doing me any harm. The fact was, if I hadn't have done, I would have known that big spider was going to go. It could end up on the sofa next to me, and I just know. I just can't do it. I've got a couple of spider plug-in things at home. I'm not sure if they work that well, to be honest. But I've got one in the bedroom, and I think there's one downstairs that's plugged in. That emits like a signal, like a pulse that kind of puts them off. But I think when that spider came out, I think it actually went over to where the pulse was. So maybe it was affecting it. I don't know. Side spider. I don't know what to do. If I saw one in here, and I remember once when I was on air, I did see a spider, and I screamed, and I ran out of the studio. That was a long time ago because I panicked. And I wouldn't, if I saw a big spider in here, I'd have to go, I wouldn't be able to sit here and do the show. I'd have to go outside until somebody came to my rescue. I'm not going to look now. There's probably something on the floor. I try not to look, especially when you see them up on the ceiling. But this thing I've got, you can actually get them if they're on the ceiling. But again, it could fall and go up the sleeve of your jumper or something.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.echargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem, it's only gonna get worse. I need night medication, just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out. Let me work it out.
something good that I need. Blue skies I need, and old times I need. Something good, it's something good. All these days seem so far away when I want deeper enough the way I've come. Back then when I hadn't seen enough them things I never thought I'd see, but come someone I never thought I'd be. Oh, cause there's something good, yeah, I need sunshine. Questioned everything I stood for. Not knowing what left to look for in life.
You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to My Breath on Phoenix FM.
Now it is guest time, and I'm joined on Zoom by Gemma Howard, co-founder of The Big Sing. And she's here to talk about the choir and their amazing up-and-coming concert, which is featuring Eva Brown. So a very good morning to you, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. It's lovely to speak to you. I wanted to first off talk about The Big Sing Choir. You're a co-founder. Because it's not just one choir, there's many of them across the UK, isn't there?
Yeah, so basically we started in Essex, in Witham, 13 years ago, and me and my husband Howard, we were full-time musicians. I was singing for the London Community Gospel Choir, and my husband is a musician, so he tours around with people like Westlife and Blue and Will Young. And we just thought, you know what, we need to do something for our community. We just had this strong calling that we needed to do something to add to the place where we lived. So we just thought we'd start a choir. And it was only supposed to be a 6-week project, and we got 45 people along. We sang at the carnival. And during that time, we noticed that something really special was going on. You know, people were overcoming depression and illness and isolation, and they really formed really strong friendships and became like a choir family. And that's when The Big Sing was born. And, you know, they were telling us, please don't stop this. We love it so much. We just got to carry on singing. And that was 13 years ago. And since then, we've just grown organically, really. And we just started a choir down the road, and we started something for the kids and called it Little Sing, and started something for the babies, called it Tiny Sing. And before you know it, we're across Essex, London, Kent, and now the Midlands, and we've got 600 choir members. So we're just growing and growing.
Wow. And I was going to say to you about the benefits of singing in groups. And it isn't just, it's about meeting other people. It's about getting together. It's about doing something that's fun. And as you said, it really does. If people are out there and you're feeling a little bit isolated, it's a great way to, you know, meet other people and feel involved, isn't it? And you get so much joy out of singing.
Yeah, it really unites people. And, you know, all of our singers, they're just normal people from the community that just love singing. They just have a passion for singing. No one's got any experience. Like, everyone just sings in the shower at home. But, you know, they come with their enthusiasm. And when you achieve great things together, you know, we sing at great events, we do great things together, it just makes you feel like you really belong. And we've really created a community in our choirs where everyone feels valued and feels part of it.
You were on Britain's Got Talent. Now, I've watched the video, and I did have tears in my eyes. It was so good. And it's just the way that that whole audition went. Tell us about that experience.
Well, it was an amazing and surreal experience. Okay, so basically, when we were coming out of lockdown, we had this song that, you know, we just loved by Emily Sandé called Brighter Days. And it really helped us. It was a song of hope for us. It helped us get through all those horrible restrictions when we were standing 2 meters apart and singing with masks on. You know, because the words say, you know, I'll keep you lifted when you're losing faith. And though it seems distant, the world will change. And we really hang on to those words. They were words of hope. And then we got a call from Britain's Got Talent saying, would you like to come on the show? And we were like, you know what, we want to take Brighter Days onto the show and see where we get with this. So we went on to Britain's Got Talent and we sang at the London Palladium, and we started with just 25 choir members on stage, and we started singing about Brighter Days. And as the song grew and as it got through the song, more choir members just kept popping up around the theatre. You know, there was some in the stands, there was some in the balcony, there was some in the side bits. Everyone was just popping up. And before you knew it, 350 choir members were singing "There's Going to Be Brighter Days," and we were singing it to the nation on national TV.
Wow. And you must check it out. It is up on Britain's Got Talent. You will find it there, and also on the website too. It is just really emotional. It's one of those minutes where you go, yay! Yeah. I just thought it was incredible. I wasn't expecting, you know, all the other singers in the audience to get up. It was great. Now you're going to be here at the Brentwood Centre with Eben Brown, who's a former lead singer of the Stylistics. It's a collaboration. Yeah. So tell us about the event. It's taking place here at the Brentwood Centre. It's coming up, which is fantastic. So let us know all about it.
Yeah, we're so excited for this. Honestly, it's going to be our biggest concert ever. And because we've grown so much, even from Britain's Got Talent last year, we are hoping to have 400 big singers in under one roof, which is the biggest choir we've ever had. We've got our special guest, Eben Brown. He was the former lead singer of the Stylistics for over 20 years. He is amazing. And you know all of those Stylistics songs. So, you know, we're just asking people if they want to come along, see the choir, come and see the choir live in concert. But with our special guest, Eben, he's going to be singing with us. He's going to be doing some of his own songs as well. It's just going to be such an uplifting show. It's at the Brentwood Centre on Saturday, the 18th of May at 5 o'clock, and open to everyone to come and just sing with us.
And how much are tickets going to be, Gemma?
So tickets are £30, and there's a special discount for children as well. But they're selling fast. You need to get in there quick.
Lovely. And is it just going to be the one night, and then are you going anywhere else with this, or is it this sort of one-off concert here?
Yeah, it's one night only. This is the only time we're doing this. So it's such a massive operation to get so many people under one roof.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it the once. So it's a one night only thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's bad enough getting a band together, let alone getting 400.
Exactly. It's an operation in itself.
So that's all taking place on the 18th of May here at the Brentwood Centre. Where can people get tickets? Is it on the Brentwood Centre website, and is it also on yours as well?
It's on our website, so if you go to big-c.com and click on events, you'll see all the information there and the link for the tickets.
Excellent. If people want to get involved with any of the choirs, is that another good place? Just go to your website and have a look, and all the choirs in the different areas will be showing up.
Yeah, just go on the website. We are actually in Brentwood. We've got a choir every Tuesday at Shenfield High School, and everybody's welcome to join us. So just go to the website. The first session is totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Just come and check us out and see if you want to come and sing with us.
Yeah, and you know what? It's one of those things. There's a lot of choirs that are popping up now because it's great for social, as you said. It's really good if you're at home on your own, or maybe you're a new mum, because you've got the other little choirs for the children as well. So are you going to have any of the children singing? Are they going to be singing on the night as well?
Not yet. We're getting to that part. We've got our own charity at the moment called the Big Sing Soul, and the aim of that is to get more kids singing in schools and more of the little babies singing. So we're going to be planning another concert where we get all the kids singing together. That's going to be amazing. So look out for that one.
Oh, brilliant. It's been lovely to talk to you. Well done on your appearance on Britain's Got Talent, because that, if you've not seen it, if you're out there listening, go and have a look, because that's amazing. And also, you can have a look at, you've got a little video there that shows Eben, and he's talking about the concert coming up and everything else. So if you want to go to the concert, it's on the 18th of May at 5 p.m. here at the Brentwood Centre. Tickets are going to be £30, and everyone is welcome. There's going to be over 400 singers, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. Don't forget, we've got free parking here. Access into the Brentwood Centre is a dod or two. So it's been lovely to talk to you, Gemma.
Thank you for having me.
And hopefully one day, if you ever get the chance, please, we'd love you to pop in with a few of the choir members and maybe sing live on the radio.
Yeah, that would be amazing. We'll definitely do that.
I'll bring my tambourine.
you can sing along.
I certainly would. Thank you ever so much, Gemma. Take care. Thank you.
All right,
bye. That is Gemma Howard, who is the co-founder of The Big Sing. And you've got to check out that video, Britain's Got Talent. I was tears in my eyes when I was watching it. What a great, phenomenal choir they are. And if you want to get involved, as she said, Tuesdays at Shenfield School, you can go along and the first session is free. And don't forget, the concert's going to be here on the 18th of May, 5 p.m, £30. The tickets are going to be over 400 of the choir are going to be singing. And also the amazing singer, Eben Brown, who is the former lead singer of the Stylistics. He's going to be doing a lot of collaborations with them. Just coming up to 11:38 on Phoenix 98 FM. Let's go back in time. Let's go back in time. We'll have a little bit of Haircut 100 here. Love plus one. Lovebirds. Just come out to 11:46. Let's check out the events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Gallery. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now on Sunday, the 14th of April, reading and writing in historic Hurst, the life and times of a 16th century diarist and 18th century poet. That's going to be at the All Saints Church at Jane Doddinghurst. A talk given by Dr. Zoe Hudson and Peter Auger. 2:30 p.m. start. Free entry with refreshments as well. Donations are welcome.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Gallery. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call 1277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, I went to a choir a couple of weeks ago at Billericay Town FC, and that was really good on a Friday, I think. And the first one is free, and I think it's a fiver every time you go from there on in. And it was really good fun, actually, even as a singer myself, because I normally obviously do solos, but I do lots of harp work when I do backing vocals and on recordings and things, and it's just quite fun. And the blend of voices, because your voice doesn't stick out to everybody else's, it's blended in, and that's what makes being in a choir such good fun. But yeah, as Gemma said, mental health wise and meeting people and getting out, it's fantastic. It's fantastic to be involved in. There's so many choirs been springing up all over the place as well. Yeah, and do check out Britain's Got Talent page and have a look at the big scene when you're on stage, because it was fabulous. I love, you know, sometimes I love watching those auditions. You know, people's first off, they go, oh, what's going on? And then everyone's like, oh my gosh. I think, who was that woman who won it? I've forgotten her name. The one from Scotland. And I've forgotten her name. Completely forgotten her name. Dowdy. She got on stage, she was Dowdy, and everyone was laughing and being horrible, as they would, you know, people are rotten. And then she sung, didn't she? I dream of the world. That one, but I can't think of a name. Somebody please tell me. I dreamed a dream. Susan Boyle, there we go. I knew if I went, I dreamed a dream, I might come up with the answer. Yeah, Susan Boyle, she was amazing, wasn't she? Yeah. That was a fantastic. I like watching some of them. I mean, even when they did X Factor, the very first X Factor, and people were singing, you kind of get really emotional because you get caught up in the. I know, you know, a lot of it's a little bit of, you know, you know, my dog died last week and all, you know, walk on stage, everyone's crying. But I think it's good, really. They're helping people to get out there, because you go, oh, no, but nobody goes into the charts and blah, blah, blah. It isn't about that. If you go on Britain's Got Talent and you're seen, you can go all over the place. I mean, my friend Keely Smith has been on the show before. She's an amazing singer. She knows loads of singers that I know. She's very well known in Essex. You get a chance to see her, you should. But she does a tribute to Barbara Streisand, and she went on that programme on BBC a year or two ago. They had sound-alikes, and I think she won or she came second. And she's touring her show off the back of that, and playing theatres off the back of that. So it doesn't matter whether you're going to the, you know, you're not looking to go, nobody cares about the charts or anything else. You care about being able to put bums on seats and going and do gigs and things like that and doing what you love. I've seen her show. I got to see the first one, debut one, last year, where she did the Barbra Streisand tribute show. It is phenomenal. If you get a chance to see it, do go and have a check her out. Keely Smith, she's got an amazing voice.
Monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the roads for you. First off, Brook Street Mountain taking fine. Wilson's Corner, not too bad. Roadworks with temporary traffic lights. You've got them on the Avenue Gateway from Thorndon Country Park, the Avenue to Ingrave Road, at temporary traffic signals. Also on Slane, both ways at St Andrew's Place. And again, at the A1023 Chelmsford Road around Alexandra Lane. Part of the A128 between Bentley and Fox Hatch is shut. There will be diversions in operation. Quite busy around Shenfield at the moment. I'm not sure why. There are some traffic lights there, as I said, so it might be that causing the problem. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel, there's a little bit of a delay around Hawley, heading up towards the tunnel. Once you get to the tunnel, it's looking like it's pretty clear. A12 is running fine. You do have those roadworks ongoing, which I've been mentioning all the time, but there are diversions in operation later, normally in the evening, but it's running fine at the moment, as I mentioned. More traffic and travel in the next hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've been drinking absinthe. I just did the math. It ain't adding up. I've had enough of running around this board game. You can know your own name. I won't give it up. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you to fly, would you say that you love her? Don't take what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. See where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. I've been really low. Sense of it, ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me, till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid? Stop playing these games with you. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's? If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. If I told you.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina in Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for thoroughly legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinnatown Solicitors have a card. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering in our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people. Experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shop today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.